Com.
We got polls. Polls, polls, more polls. We're being polled beyond belief. Can we just get to November 6th? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The name of this show, remember, you can always jump in. The water's warm. Ooh, and we have a lot to jam on during this hour, including a conversation with David Fromm about what's happening in Chicago with the teachers. Word was maybe Monday, kids are back in school, but not so fast. The striking so far continues in the Windy City, and the kids suffer as a result of this because it's just another day in paradise. Well, another day in paradise because they're not in school, probably for some of them. But they need to get back to reality, and it's not happening at this point. Let's just put it that way. And it goes to the whole union thing, the power of the unions. Ultimately, the problem in teaching in America and why we are just so lousy in some of these school districts at turning out some well-educated kids. I mean, you got to give them a chance, right? Got to give them the basics, and so many are missing the basics. So what's the problem? In some parts of the country, I'll tell you what, I would point to low teacher salaries. In Chicago, I don't think so. I know there's a lot of teachers in Texas and in California and in Missouri who would love to make $71,000-$75,000. And listen, I'm a capitalist. I'm not about keep the teacher down. They have to live in squalor and make no money. Absolutely not. But like in everything else, shouldn't there be merit bonuses? Shouldn't that come along the way instead of the automatic check marks? Because the testing situation is ridiculous. I think all of us agree to that. That's why we were finding all these crazy cheating, where really it's just about have the kids take the test. If they can take the test and ace it, do well, we're going to get more money in the school. If we can keep butts in seats and have great attendance, we're going to get more money. And that's what matters. Mo money. How about mo education? So I can't wait to hear what David Fromm has to say with Americans for Prosperity in Illinois. He's there specifically dealing with economic issues on the ground. Speaking of on the ground, they're crawling all over Libya. We have a bombed out, messed up embassy in Benghazi, but who cares about the safe house that was raided or the consulate itself? It's the four bodies that have come back to the United States, the U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others, including two Navy SEALs in that mix. What do you say to the families? Hey, thanks so much. It was an important mission. They knew when they signed up anything can happen, and anything did happen. What's creepy about all of this is some of the facts that are emerging that some people knew of the attack ahead of time. People had been warned of the attack. Egypt, for example, they knew what was coming. If that's true, and we can connect the dots to that, oh, that changes the game significantly. And Libyan security, and this also is not a stunner to me. You have a minister in Libya saying that it was Libyan security that showed the radicals what they needed to do to attack the ambassador. I mean, it's just laid out. They knew. So this credible information supposedly, that went to the U.S. State Department before the charging of the consulate in Benghazi and the embassy in Cairo, saying that the American missions there might be targeted. No warnings were given to the diplomats to go on lockdown because they could restrict the movement. And perhaps the ambassador, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and his partner, the other SEAL, could have survived this. Instead, they were blindsided. I don't care how good of a security guard you are, or a Navy SEAL, being blindsided is being blindsided. Mm. And the ambassador had just been back in the country only a short time, and the details of his visit were supposedly confidential, but now there's missing documents from the consulate in Benghazi. And here's the kicker of all of this. Other people will die as a result, people who have helped Americans, because on that list, allegedly, there are names of Libyans who are working with Americans. So you think they're at risk from the extremists? Of course they are. And then there were other documents that had to deal with oil. But this was a two-pronged attack. They stormed the consulate. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were looking for, and they got it. Because what you have there, and this is how you know, especially in Libya, that they were tipped off, you have a villa inside the city's equestrian club, right? And that area, the safe house area anyway, is not supposed to be known. It's supposed to be a secret. Well, it wasn't a secret. So what was the motivation behind this? Grenades were lobbed over the wall. They exploded. Bullets came down. They had no chance. It happened around 9:30 at night. There were other people that were hit. And the shooters were screaming, "You infidel, you are defending infidels," screaming that out, screaming things out at the other Libyans. Mm. So it's not about the innocence of Muslims. It's not about that at all. Not at all. And in the meantime, six other embassies in jeopardy of the same thing, of attacks and whatnot. The U.S. embassy in Yemen, a crowd broke into that. The security forces, the demonstrators going back and forth, just like in Cairo. 200 people have been injured, and two police trucks have been burned. So there's confusion. What led to the attacks, what it's about, all of that. Has to be. And remember the U.S.'s role in Libya. They were the leader as far as the air campaign, but that was it. That's what the U.S.'s extent was. Now pumping some money into Libya. But after this Benghazi attack, don't you think we should think twice? Should we continue to fund Libya? Or should we withdraw that money for fear of what it would be pointed to? I think there's reasons to say at least freeze it for now. What could it hurt? I'd say freeze it. Absolutely. Yemen's president, for his part, apologized to the U.S. and said at least in Yemen they were going to crack down on the culprits. But Libya's president did the same thing. Egypt's Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi, who was not quick to the trigger to speak out, did eventually, saying that his government wouldn't allow attacks on diplomatic missions. Of course not. Now they're going after diplomats. It's ridiculous. Polls next on ATN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
States and really just flat out pulling away from Romney. You ready for the numbers? Here we go. Kate Delaney, ATN, diving in deep with you. I can't help it. I look at the polls because I know that this is what politics really, really is fueled by. Anybody in the political game, they are looking at numbers day in and day out. Day in and day out, I'm telling you. NBC Wall Street Journal W poll shows this, that the president is leading Mitt Romney in three swing states, Florida, Ohio, Virginia. There is pressure on Romney to turn things around, of course. How could he do that? The debates are huge. Obama is ahead of Romney by 5. That's a pretty chunky number. And that's not a runaway train, but that's a big number to overcome. In translation, 49% to 44%. So right now, Obama is starting to make a move. Pretty soon, if you start to add some more digits to that, or actually, if you just add a few more, I'll call them ticks, it'll be a lead that's insurmountable. Obama won the three states that we're talking about, Florida, Ohio, Virginia, in 2008. George W. Bush won them in 2004. Romney would need to get two of the three states that I just mentioned to win the White House. Obama is looking at 270 if he wins just one or two of them. So, see, it's all about those numbers. So, a double-digit lead over Romney That's what Obama has. As to who would do better handling foreign policy. That's not the only poll. I mean, we could break this all the way down, but let me just give you a few others. I like the Reuters poll, too. You know, people think polls slant a certain way, just like their cable news networks. So we'll give you the flavors, okay? There's really 51 flavors, just like the ice cream. You know, 51 flavors. But the Reuters poll shows that Obama is clearly pulling away from Mitt Romney. And it's 5-6-4 seems to be the main numbers that we're talking about. And if it's Reuters, if it's NBC, Wall Street Journal, you know, because they buddy up. And if so, if they're partnering up with each other and we're seeing that kind of stuff, that means to me, as much as we can say something is slanted a certain way, I always hear that about Rasmussen, or I always hear that about, you know, CNN, I would have to call foul on that. And if I'm the Romney people, I'm thinking, I'm looking for any edge. I'm hitting up Florida. I'm looking at what's the best state where I know I have a chance to get some juice. And they have to decide, what is it? And it's not going to be all three of them. Is Florida more likely? Of those three states, what's more likely? Is Florida more likely? Is Virginia? Is Ohio? I don't know that it's Ohio. It may be, and I don't know, Florida, because the whole Medicare thing, are the older people, whose story are they buying? So here's the thing. Let me give you the numbers before I go off into another tangent. These numbers were pretty high in the Reuters poll. 7% lead, 48% to 41%, and this is among likely voters. Real Clear Politics, they do the average of national polls. They give Obama a 3.3-point advantage, while Gallup's seven-day tracking poll, because that's, you know, Gallup is the king of kings when it comes to the polls, they have Obama leading by 6 points. Fox has Obama leading by 5 points. So let me ask you this. People that are saying, hey, the Tea Party is mobilizing, we're getting people out to vote, and I mentioned this many times, I've never had so many people tell me that I've never had this. In all the years I've done radio, I have never had this many people tell me they were not going to vote. They didn't want to vote. Like, hey, they didn't want to vote for Obama, but they didn't want to vote for Romney. And I think the incident at the Republican convention with the Ron Paul delegates helped fuel that in some cases. In other cases, people are just not, they're just not willing to go for Romney. And they don't want to vote for Obama, so they're just staying away. Had somebody say it to me today that was a Democrat. Usually this is more Republicans that are saying it to me, but I've had a couple of Democrats, and today a lifelong Democrat told me, yeah, I don't like Obama, but I sure don't like Romney either. And I would vote. I would have voted for, in fact, what he told me is, I would have voted for, if it was Obama and McCain now, and it was a situation, I would have voted for McCain. And this is a guy who's a Democrat. So think what you want about polls, but you heard Hail to the Chief there. Who's going to be listening to Hail to the Chief again and again and again? Is it going to continue to be Obama, or is it going to be Mitt Romney? And how much, when we talk about the Middle East and the clouds over the Middle East, because now this has taken up some of the space, some of the conversation, and could this be anything that hurts or helps a presidential bid? What comes to mind when you say Middle East, this was it for a guy who thought he was going to get a second time? Of course, Jimmy Carter. The Iran hostage crisis was definitely part of the reason, a big chunk of the reason, why Carter was defeated. Now, this is different than what that was, unless it gets further out of control. Because you have attacks in Yemen, Egypt. Our ships went to Libya after the ambassador and three others were killed. So now, at the, you know, at this juncture, does this have any effect? Does this have any effect on the election? So is the United States in the Middle East weak? John McCain, who my buddy said he would have voted for this time around, says we're seen as very weak, withdrawing the way we are. We're paying a price for it in Afghanistan, problems with Israel, unraveling in Iraq, and the terrible situation in Syria. We can just go right down the list. Right down the list. So I'm going to say money still plays the biggest part in this. The Federal Reserve's decision to launch another stimulus program. Another one of those. Quantitative easing is what it's called. QE3, the worst letters strung together that I can think of. Because it means that faux money is pumped out there, and the banks end up making out the best, believe it or not. Somehow the banks win. Every time. The banks. Just say the banks. The banks win. Who's going to win? The banks win. They're the real winners in all of this. Even with these elections, they're the winners. And they hold the money back. They're afraid. They're not going to lend the money out. It's tough to get loans. Think of homeowners. Very tough now to do that, to get loans. If you're somehow considered on the bubble, like if you're an entrepreneur, it's much, much tougher. Mm. There are other races coming up that we'll talk about as we get closer to Election Day. I know a lot of you are listening to me in Connecticut. It made me think of this with the polls and whatnot. But it was just a couple of years ago that Linda McMahon dropped 50 cool ones. I'm talking 50 million of her own money into her race for Senate. She lost by 12 points. 12 points. She was definitely pulled down by Democrats for her connection to a couple of things, including wrestling, probably. Instead of helping her, it hurt her in many cases. And she's back again. Oh, she's back again. And she's in a close Senate race in Connecticut. Very close. She's even with Chris Murphy. And the money they're spending in the ad buys. Woo! Some companies are getting rich off these ad buys. But a second run at the Senate to fill a seat open up with the retirement of an independent Joe Lieberman. Maybe McMahon gets her wish. She wrestles herself into that seat. Time will tell.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The strike continues in Chicago. We've been talking about it. And taking your pulse, we'll continue to do that. You can flip me a call at 855-266-KATE or 855-266. Here's the digits, 5283. I was talking to somebody in Chicago today that told me my view was twisted and said that, listen, you look at these teachers, and the strike isn't about the politics of it. It's not about the unions. It's about the students and making sure they have everything they need in their toolbox to be successful. I say fooey on that one. Joining us now is Americans for Prosperity's Illinois State Director, David Fromm. David, thanks for hopping on America Tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us the latest of the buzz that you're getting, because you're right there in Illinois, about this whole teacher strike, because now what are we, day four?
Yeah, well, actually, the news today is that they may end up settling it sometime. They're optimistic to get kids back to school on Monday. Unfortunately, for those of us who care about the taxpayers, I think that, frankly, that the teachers' unions are working ROM and the city over. And, we'll see what kind of deal they end up with, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you know, when people in other places, like America Tonight syndicated, so in the other nooks and crannies, and even people that listen to us in Illinois, when they hear it's the salary, when people hear about the salaries and then hear about the amounts of increases they're wanting, they're, you know, all the other stuff aside about students this and about evaluations and all of that, I mean, it is about money in the end, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they already kind of won that battle, and that they're going to get at least a 16% increase over the next 4 years. They're already one of the highest paid group of teachers in the nation. They make about 71 on average, about 71,000 for 10 months of work, as opposed to the average Chicagoan who makes about 47,000. But then the other, the other issues are also important. You know, that they don't want increased evaluation and accountability. I mean, God forbid we know who the good teachers and the bad teachers are.
Yeah, it seems as though, especially if this is a bill that gets footed by the taxpayers, naturally, shouldn't that be what it's about, really? Is let's get the best, let's cull out the rest. I mean, why isn't the Chicago Board of Education, why aren't they worried about all of that and looking at what's happening there? Has the majority of the opinion been, I mean, what's that been like in Illinois, just in Illinois?
Well, it's funny. Chicago, obviously, like a lot of places, being an urban center, is far more liberal than the rest of the state, to the detriment of the rest of the state, I might add. So in Chicago, public opinion actually is more with the teachers. And, you know, a lot of times in strikes when the daycare starts to run out and parents are really in a lurch, then public opinion can start to turn. But we're not at that point yet. I think, though, on a statewide basis and in the suburbs particularly, people are watching this and they see how absurd it is. I mean, we're talking about a group of government employees who are doing pretty well as far as when compared with the taxpayers supporting them, and they're just saying it's not enough, and they're part of a failed system that graduates only less than 50% of their freshmen who come into the school.
Yeah, and it's, watching this from the perspective of, I introduced you as the AFP Illinois State Director, but as you're watching what's going on in Illinois, outside of the borders of that state, this is something that could spread, and certainly it's been a problem in other areas like New Jersey. They have a strong teachers union, and they really held the governor, I think, over a barrel and the taxpayers. And ultimately, what happened is, in that case, a lot of teachers ended up losing jobs where they just wanted a little bit of a give back. Do you think we'll ever see, because Chicago is a city just as Chicago and Illinois in general, is one of those places, it's just like New Jersey in a sense, in the northern part of New Jersey, where that union is so powerful. If there were ever unions that were going to be broken, I think the teachers union, honestly, David, would be the last to go. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And on a personal note, I actually grew up in New Jersey. My mom was a teacher her whole career in New Jersey. So I agree with you. And in Illinois, the teachers, what are the powers? Some of the power the teachers have in Illinois, I'd say they are the most powerful union, is that, number one, they have a lot of numbers. There's a lot of teachers. And they're much more sympathetic. I mean, people like their teachers. You know, parents like their teachers. The problem is the union bosses who run the teachers. That's where we have a lot of problems. And, they're part of a deal that's been going back for decades where you have politicians who have been, big spending politicians who have been making promises that they can't keep. They've overpromised benefits and salary. And now we're having to pay the bill. In Illinois, we have the worst funded pension system in the entire nation, just because of $119 billion. That's because union members have been overpromised what they can receive in a defined benefit plan. And we just can't sustain it. So I maintain that this is, it's unsustainable. At some point it'll break. I mean, right now we have a liberal Democrat in Rahm Emanuel who's being vilified by the one of the largest unions in his city.
Yeah. And so you think it ultimately, like as you said in the beginning of this, that this all wraps up, and that is kind of what's being reported, that this all wraps up by Monday, perhaps. They're back
Maybe.
In school.
I tell you, it's a little surprising to me because you really kind of have a clash of the two big bullies
in
Chicago. It's Rahm and Karen Lewis, who runs the teachers union. It's a clash of the titans, and it looks like the teachers are winning right now. I don't. I think the schools will try to close a lot of schools that aren't functioning or well, but I think it'll be over pretty soon. That's what they're reporting.
Yeah. Yeah, and the, you know, the other question that other people will ask is you look at the kids that are out of the classrooms, and they're saying that it's just been an absolute nightmare for parents because of it. You were talking about how broke Illinois is. You got a lot of parents that both of them are working, so not as many, not that there's not any, but not as many maybe stay-at-home moms, for example, or even stay-at-home dads, a lot of daycare issues, a lot of problems. It's, has it really been that entangled? Is it, is it, as it's being reported, that much of a mess, a log jam?
Yeah, I mean, the school seems pretty well prepared, the school system, to kind of babysit students so they can come for most of the day, and they use administrative personnel. And then there's been other things to cope with it. And the police, it was, this is a real concern. Chicago's had a kind of an epidemic of murders and crime. So the police did a... kind of a, did a full court press, put a lot of manpower out there, but that's not really a long term solution if you had a long strike.
Yeah. You know, this is the first time you and I have had a chance to talk. I've talked to a lot of people from AFP, and I'm wondering, in your role with AFP, is it all things Illinois? Are you looking for issues doing that kind of stuff in your role?
Well, yeah, we were. Unfortunately, there's no when you're fighting for economic freedom, you're even in Illinois, there's no shortage of issues to go and fight for. And so we do focus a lot on state issues, but obviously the issues that are affecting everybody, you know, on the federal level. I mean, talk about a failed agenda. You know, there's plenty of work to be done there. We have a lot of really we have a lot of great activists who care deeply about the country. And, you know, we feel like we kind of need to make up for exporting the Obama administration and company and some of those policies to the national level. We're trying to get our ship in order.
Yeah, and the and in Illinois, just like in so many other states, the statistics for small businesses, which the definition of a small business is 500 or less, you have a lot of small business people that are getting strangled by what's right down the road, more of the implementation of Obamacare and whatnot, don't you?
Oh yeah, and you know they're getting double and tripled whammy from not only the federal regulations, but then on the state level. I mean, we raised the income tax 67%, you know, 2 years ago, along with you know increased regulations, and it's just and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. I mean, we have unsustainable debt, so we just need a total change, and that. But you know, there's hope out there. You know, we only need to look to the north. At Scott Walker in Wisconsin, or look over at Mitch Daniels in Indiana, and kind of try to take some hope from there. And it, you know, it's a long process, but you know, it's worth fighting for. It's a great state. There's a lot of, you know, there's so many wonderful attributes about Illinois and Chicago. It's just right now there's been some bad leadership and a lot of bad policies.
Yeah, you don't have to sell me. I have a lot of family from Chicago. I spent a lot of time there. Cubs or White Sox? Which are you?
Well, I lived a block and a half north of Wrigley Field for 3 years, so I'd probably choose the Cubs. But you know, I actually grew up on the East Coast a little bit, so I'm also a Mets fan. So.
All right, I love it. Nice to meet you, David Fromm. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We can count how many people had to get out of the way of an angry volcano. Well, if a volcano can get angry, but it erupts. In other words, the lava flow. Also, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court hearing a pretty important argument on voter ID as we get closer to another election, November 6th. And in the meantime, there's a few other things connected to numbers that I think you'll find interesting and sad, including West Nile and the outbreak. We haven't forgotten about that. After all, our satellite facility, where I am broadcasting from, is right in the middle of the epidemic. All that coming up around the bend.
Have every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Of an erupting volcano in Guatemala. That's a lot of people that were there at the base in different villages, a lot of farmers and whatnot. They heard the explosions and knew because the sky was dark and the sugarcane fields had the ash coming down all over the place. And we're talking about, in some cases, very big families. So they hightailed it out of there and set up other areas for the people to come to in some nearby schools. So they had hundreds of cars and trucks and buses. Just picture it. You see in the background charcoal gray skies and ash flying around and people driving away from the volcano. The volcano sits about 6 miles southwest of Antigua toward Guatemala City. So you could really see it. School buses, ambulances, they took some of the elderly people and whatnot, boom, got them out of there. Lots of small kids, toddlers. 33,000 is a lot of people. So they used the schools with blankets and cots and everything they could find to put the people up there. But you figure of all those people that had to be evacuated, certainly a handful of schools wasn't enough. And in the background, seriously, you're seeing just ash driving toward Mexico because of the winds. Wow. I always think Hawaii and Kilauea, but the images from Guatemala were breathtaking. And because nobody, so far, they haven't reported anybody being hurt in this, I feel better about that, that they were able to clear them out because of the rumblings. You know, when you live by a volcano, I guess you know that's always a possibility. But if it's dormant for a long time, you're certainly not thinking that. I think the people in Texas and some other places where West Nile has been a serious problem would love to see that go dormant. Unfortunately, it hasn't, and it's tough to know when you have West Nile. As of this week, state health department people in Texas are saying that the number is rising. In fact, 2,600 cases have been reported, 118 of them fatal. 118. Wow, that has to be the biggest outbreak. And why is it so severe? The high temperatures have been a factor in some of these cities. But all you can do is have screens on your windows and doors. You can drain the water. You can use the bug repellent. You can wear long pants and sleeves. And dawn and dusk, you just cannot be out there. And I guess they may taper off during or after October is what they're saying. The CDC is saying that anyway. Wow. So, you know, that it's not transmissible through casual human contact. It's really what you see is those mosquitoes are such carriers. So a couple of mosquitoes, the fact that you have the cases rose 40% in 1 week is what's so disturbing. And that's how you know. You know that those mosquitoes are carrying it, and even though they spray and everything else, it's not necessarily ending the plight whatsoever. And with half of the cases in Texas, that's pretty scary for the people in Texas. Wow. So we move on from that wicked number, West Nile. You know, I used to just not even think about it when people talk about it. Standing water. Now I really think about it. That's part of the conversation. Weather, West Nile, and Dallas Cowboys. If you live in Texas, definitely. All right, here's another one. Quickly, let's move to this. Might be a surprise to some, but UCLA is closing the program they have for illegal immigrants. Wow. Say it's not so, California. But they've gotten massive criticism, so they've decided, yeah, you know what, it's controversial. We don't like controversy. We're a university. We have to pretend everything's all nice, so we're going to close it down. They were calling it National Dream University. And the reason why is because they would funnel kids in through the program. So $2,500 in tuition was what they would get. And they didn't have to pay what legal residents were having to pay. They said they were promoting people going to college. They were trying to demonstrate that. But you have taxpayers footing the bill for illegal people to go to college, and they said no way. There was so much blowback from the UCLA's own people that they had to ixnay it. They couldn't do it. Because they just weren't going to, they weren't having any of that. We're going to just give the education away to somebody who's in the country illegally while everybody else is clawing to get any of the money and clawing to go to the university in itself. Well, not shocking because it had been talked about for so long, but New York finally does it. The New York City Board of Health passes the big soda crackdown rule. So ridiculous. So what does it mean? You can get a 16-ounce size cup and bottles of non-diet soda, sweetened sugars, and other calorie beverages. But forget it. when you're talking about getting the 13 ounces. This is government overreach, because you're not going to make people skinny in New York if they just don't drink giant big gulps. You have to do a lot more than that. You have to go door to door and get people to start exercising. You have to look at what are they eating, what are they taking in. And, you know, this is on the heels of the dozens of hospitals asking mothers of newborns to listen to why they should breastfeed instead of using formula. That is crazy that they're pushing that down the throats of the people, of the women who just had the newborns. I mean, ridiculous, unnecessary, none of your business, because so many people have trouble breastfeeding. The last thing they need is a guilt trip, and it might be a guilt trip for some of the people going through that. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the voter ID law. And the voter ID law, the idea is, you know, Pennsylvania is now one of those states where, hey, they want a government college or long-term facility photo, something, an ID, that has an expiration date as proof of identity before they can cast a ballot. But so people that support the law of voter ID think it'll prevent voter fraud. Maybe not so much at the people trying to perpetrate that as they're going to vote. But I think when you look at down the line what it would be people that had no form of identification, some of them would get caught in that net. Other people disagree, and they say that there are too many people affected. There's no place in the statute which guarantees that qualified electors can get the ID they need to vote. So the problem is they're worried about the logjam since we're so close to November 6th. And people who are pro the IDs are saying, they can get the IDs, it's so easy. Most people can get them. It's easy to get the IDs, and then we know. So check this out. And this is Pennsylvania. As of Monday, 7,833 people have received their free IDs from the state. Wow. State election people in that state say that anyone who does not have a valid driver's license or some other ID can get a free, they can get a free voter card at 71 different offices. So for everyone who says, oh, that's going to be it, I can't get there, they're making it as convenient as possible. Convenient as possible. What happens with absentee ballots? I don't know. Is it a scout's honor kind of thing? Or is there a way to check on that? I think that would be tougher, the absentee ballots, to be honest.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.